Hello?
Hello, Ruth?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steve from Amazon. We've got a package that was, it's coming to your neighborhood today, and it looks like the delivery drone, it got all mixed up and it ended up in your house.
A delivery drone?
Yeah, they fly around. It's kind of like a miniature helicopter. That's how we do our deliveries now. And
our area?
Yeah. Well, all over the country, we do delivery drone packages.
Son of a gun! I thought it was like Boston, you know.
Oh no! Boston's Dallas, just Boston's.
Something. So you think you've got one in my area?
Yeah. Well, no. Okay, it actually went into your house by accident. It came in the house.
Into my house.
Yeah, it's in there right.
That would be very hard. It's very cold down here. It couldn't have gotten into my house.
Well, what's the temperature have to do with it? It's a robot. It doesn't care how cold it is.
Because all the doors are locked.
Well, no, it knows how to open doors and windows and stuff, so it can come in and bring in the...
Oh, it can't. This, you're full of malarkey.
Malarkey? What the hell?
That's absolutely... And I'm looking outside, and I don't see anything.
No, it's not going to... It's definitely inside your... it's in the house. It was in a bedroom just a minute ago. I was looking on the camera, and I think I saw you walk by at some point.
But you know what? This is the best stupid call I've had all week.
Oh, well, thank you.
I don't believe you, but it's rather sad. Well, if I find anything in my house, I will call Amazon. How's that? Clean up today.
That would be great. Could you just open up your door so it can get out, you know, like a bird? Like
yeah, no, I don't. I don't see that happening right this minute. And if I see something flying around, I'll call the security at the desk.
Yeah,
how's that?
Or just get
and they'll take care of it for you.
If you could just get a broom, if you see it flying around, get a broom and just
no,
be like, get.
I do not see that happening. But that's, hands that's, down, you're my best phone call all week.
Aw, thank you.
So you have a great day. You gave an old lady a good laugh.
I wish I could say the same about you.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Snowplow show. All right. Bye, Ruth. Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Turnwinder. Okay.
Ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy, long shits on the toilet. Ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Hello?
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense. Sense.
Of my wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Bird winder?
Fucked in the ass.
Blue.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug.
Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy?
Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Turnwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker. Hello, everyone. This is episode 414 of the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. And today's Escape from Reality is sponsored by Q-Tips. Thank you, Q-Tips, for being a supporter on the Patreon, along with Micro Corgi, Tim R., Mike, and Michael, and Mike. There's a bunch of Mikes joining up lately. Thanks, all you Mikes, and Michael, and Steve M., and Riley, and Eric, and Timothy, and I guess Chris, I suppose, can have a thank you also. Thank you, everyone that's been signing up on the Patreon and supporting the show and making more shows happen, even though I only did one show last week, one full-size show. But I made up for it by doing a hobo-sode from a payphone. Like, I actually stood inside of a phone booth and made a bunch of phone calls for about 30 minutes to Jiffy Lubes. And they sounded horrible, you guys. The microphone in that payphone was just crazy terrible. I guess those things just kind of deteriorate over the years, just like those home, you know, the old home phones. Sometimes when I call old people on their home phones, they just sound horrible. And I think they just don't realize that their microphones have gotten that bad. But my plan is, I'm going to go back to that payphone. I'm going to, like, unscrew the microphone thing. That usually takes a lot of work, but I'm going to make it happen. And I am going to replace that microphone and do another episode, another hovosode or whatever, of video calls from a payphone. Except they're going to sound really awesome, because I'm going to fix that payphone. Because it's, like, the only payphone left in town that I know of. They've been taking all the payphones away lately. They took all of the ones out of 7-Elevens. We have, like, 3 7-Elevens in town. They all had payphones up until about a year ago. I think the same thing happened to Circle K. Those are all gone. Each of our Circle K's had 2 payphones out in front, but not anymore. So I need to do pranks from payphones while I still can. There's not much time left. If you want to watch the payphone episode, though, it's at patreon.com/phonelosers. Sounds terrible, but it was kind of fun. So I guess I gave the wrong dates or times or whatever for Pranksgiving this year. Pranksgiving doesn't start on the night before Thanksgiving. It starts on Thanksgiving, like Thanksgiving evening. I thought it was an all-day Thanksgiving thing, and that's why we called it Pranksgiving. Apparently it's a Friday thing. It should be like Prank Friday or something, I guess. Carlito told me the hours. I've already forgotten, and I've been scrolling back on our Skype conversation, and I can't find it. We talk too much, apparently, but it doesn't change the times I'm doing it. I'm still doing the 1 in the morning until 5 in the morning slot. That's Pacific time, and I guess that will be Thanksgiving evening that I'm going to do that, which is technically Friday morning. So be sure you're listening to Prank Call Nation all day on Pranksgiving. Even though it starts in the evening, I bet you there'll be a Pranksgiving show in the middle of the day on Thanksgiving. Someone always jumps in there and does something. Probably Dwight. Prank Call Nation is located at prankcallnation.com, but the place you're probably going to want to listen is mixler.com/prankcallnation. Earlier today, I was listening to an episode of the XYZ show. It's one from, I don't know, a few weeks ago. I was listening to my podcast player. I think it was from early November or something. The show was called Music Fees. And around the end of the show, he started schooling restaurant owners on copyright law, telling them that they can't just have a Pandora subscription or a Spotify subscription and play it to the entire restaurant without licensing that music or whatever companies have to do to be able to legally play music in their place. I remember a place I worked at, something like that happened. We used to just play whatever music we wanted to over the sound system. It was at a movie theater, and then all of a sudden we weren't allowed to anymore. I guess somebody told on us or whatever they did before they had computers to detect all that kind of thing. Anyway, I was inspired by those pranks by XYZ to do something similar with this list of numbers that Joe Cool gave me. Joe Cool says, "Hey Brad, here are the names and numbers of all of the people who will be running for political positions in my county this November. Call them up and let them know that politics is just silly and they shouldn't waste their time with it." And it's a little bit late for that. He sent me this back in September. But that's okay, because it has their address and their phone number and their names and everything. And I'm going to use this list to do my idea about music inspired by XYZ's show. I think this could be fun. These are like people running for council members and stuff like that. Probably kind of uppity people. Like, who do they think they are, wanting to counsel everyone?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, John?
Yes.
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina from the recording industry of America, you know, and we noticed, we've been listening into your house through microphones from space, and you've been playing copyrighted music there in your house, and you're not paying for
it. I have.
You're not allowed to do that.
Well, that's all fine and dandy, sir, but I haven't been playing music at all.
Yes, you are. Somebody in that house is. We've got, like, listening devices pointed at your house.
Yeah, okay. I believe you.
We're using microwave.
Yeah, why don't, kiss my butt.
Oh, don't kiss say butt. Don't say butt around me, sir.
You know something? Don't threaten me.
I didn't threaten. You're the one that's cursing at me over the phone.
I didn't curse at you. I use the word butt. It's a piece of human anatomy.
I find that very offensive, and maybe you should say the word bottom.
Well, I find this phone call very offensive.
I think you should use the word bottom.
And I find it very offensive that you think that you're listening into me.
Oh, we know where we're listening into over there on our... And, you know,
that's hard to figure out, knucklehead.
Oh, well, hey, listen, as someone who's who ran for council, I think that you should not use words like that. You should use words like bottom.
You know something?
If you what?
All right.
Are you about to threaten me?
Where do
me?
I call you back at?
Oh, no. We're just going to be sending you a bill for listening to the music without a license.
Yeah, send me a bill.
Oh,
send
we
me
will.
A bill and I'll pay it just like I we, do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We will.
What organization are you from?
I'm with the RIAA. It's the Recording Industry of America.
Okay.
Association.
So we're listening to... send me a bill. And I'll wad it up and throw it in the garbage can.
Well, you know what? You'll get it fined then, and you'll have to pay. You'll have to go to court and everything.
Well, I'll go to court. I'll see you in court. What's your name so I can call you back?
I already told you. It's Mr. Dabalina.
Dabalina.
And you need to take this more seriously, motherfucker.
What's your phone number, Mr. Dabalina?
It's on your caller ID. Just look at your caller ID.
I don't have caller ID.
Oh, what kind of caveman are you? It's 2017.
What are you doing insulting me, calling me a caveman?
Well, you're the one that used the word butt around me, and I don't appreciate it. I have my kids are right here.
Well, you just used the word butt, too.
No, but I'm just quoting you. You're the one that actually said it. I was just quoting.
No, but you're using it, too. You're using it freely now. You've said it twice.
I know, but I was quoting you. You stupid motherfucker.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Sure. Anytime.
All right. Goodbye.
Where are you going? What are you going to do? Well, okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're not going to take this too seriously. But that's my plan, just to tell people that they've been listening to music that they're not supposed to be listening to. He didn't sound as uppity as I was hoping for. And I'm Googling what the hell RIAA stands for now, because I don't even know. The Record Industry Association of America. Okay, that makes sense. I should just say I'm with the American Music Enforcement or something. I'm sure someone's going to believe this.
Hello?
Hello, Trina?
Yes.
Hey, Trina. This is Mr. Dabalina from the Recording Industry of America. Hey, what you doing?
From where? Where?
What's going on? Is there two people talking to me?
It's my youngest son.
Oh, tell him to shut up. Jeez. Now, I'm just calling from the Recording Industry of America Association thing, and we've been monitoring your house. And we noticed you've been listening to music in there that is not licensed.
Listening to music.
Yeah, that's not licensed. You don't have a license to listen to that music. Like, are you listening to illegal MP3s or something?
No.
Are you watching pirated movies that has music in it that you shouldn't be?
No, I listen to my Apple Music that I pay for to listen to.
Are you sure you got it from a legitimate site? Because we've been monitoring all of the audio in your house, and we can tell that you're listening to pirated music.
Monitoring audio through what?
We're beaming down microwaves at your house from space. We do it through a satellite dish.
So you're illegally monitoring my house, would you say?
Oh, no, this is totally legal. We're allowed to monitor houses to find people who are violating the law.
And how's that when you're not law enforcement? I don't understand that.
Oh, no. Yeah, we have nothing to do with law enforcement. We'll just take you to court or send you a bill, send you a fine. Like right now, the amount of pirated music you've listened to just today, you're up to $6. So you better cut it out.
I haven't listened to any music today except through my phone.
Well, maybe your loud fucking kids are doing it. Are they old enough to be listening to music on their own? Maybe they turned on a...
Did you just swear at me?
No, I didn't.
You said my loud fucking kids. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't say that. What are you talking about?
What did you say?
I said maybe your kids did it. Did your kids perhaps, download some illegal music or watch a YouTube video?
My kids do not. I do not listen to pirated music. So,
well, do they watch?
Can you send me some proof to listen to pirated music?
Oh, we've got proof. We've got the records right here. It was we were beaming the listening device down at your home.
And you were beaming the listening device down through my home. Okay.
Yep, I'm just saying. You shouldn't steal music like that. It's just like going into a store and stealing a candy bar.
I don't steal candy bars.
But okay, so then why do you steal music?
I do not steal music.
Somebody in your house does. So you're living with a bunch of music
thieves. No one in my house steals music.
Well, who all lives there? Name all of the people who live there.
No one in my house steals music.
Well, it seems very...
You're a liar because we have not been listening to music today. We've been out shopping today, so how can we listen to music in the house? We've been out shopping today.
Maybe you left your illegal MP3s running while you were out.
No, I don't even have MP3 players. We do not have MP3 players all in my house.
You said you have an Apple, an iPhone or something. Those play MP3s.
My iPhone plays Apple Music, which
yeah.
I have purchased.
It also plays MP3s.
Apple Music does not play MP3s.
Yes, it does. It plays anything you put into it.
I don't put... I purchased the music from Apple. I purchased the music from Apple, from iTunes.
Are you sure your kids aren't, like, you know, buying illegal music from Russian sites?
My kids do not buy music. He listens to the music I play.
It seems very suspicious you won't tell me the names of the people that live there. I pretty much think you're guilty.
Because that's none of your business. How is that your business? Well, you tell me. You have all the information there, right?
Yeah,
so
but
you tell me who's buying music.
We're just listening to all the houses.
What source is MP3 coming from? You tell me that.
Well, we're up. It's from a satellite in space, so we don't know. We just know it's coming from your house.
So if the satellite tells you it came from my house, it should tell you what device I use in my house.
No, the satellite can't see through the roof. You idiot.
I'm an idiot?
It can just hear.
I think you're an idiot for thinking I'm an idiot.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think make no sense.
I think you're a bigger idiot for thinking I'm an idiot, for thinking you're an idiot. Motherfucker.
You just cursed at me again.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, you're making up things. That's something that a music thief would do.
I'm what?
You're making up things, and that's something that a music thief would do.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Pretty much.
Interesting.
Sounds right to
me.
It's not that interesting. I don't think thievery is that interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to bother me about?
I'm not bothering you. I'm just telling you. We're going to be sending you a bill. We're going to be sending you a fine for the music you've been listening to.
You're going to send me a fine, or you could have just sent that to me. What was the purpose of your phone call?
To tell you to turn it off.
Tell me I'm going to get a bill that doesn't exist?
Yeah, to turn it off.
Turn what off?
The music, if it's still going. We know you're playing it most of today.
No.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Yep. You can argue all you like, but, you know, we know you're guilty.
I'm guilty of what?
Mom.
Hey, tell that kid to shut the fuck up real quick.
How about you shut the fuck up?
I don't have to shut the fuck up. I'm not a lawbreaker like you.
You obviously are a lawbreaker because you're spying on me illegally.
We're not spying on you. We're just listening for music. We're just listening.
You're spying on me.
That's not spying.
Illegally.
That's just listening to the sound in there. In every room of your house, that's all.
Listening to the sound in my house?
Yeah.
In every room of my house?
Yeah, not a big deal.
How do you do that?
Through satellites from space.
Space satellites, huh?
Yep.
And that's really interesting.
Where else would they be? Durr.
Well, pardon me?
I said, where else would the satellites be?
Why are you bothering me at almost 9 o'clock at night?
It's not even that late.
Do you not have a life?
Why are you acting like that's late at night?
Well, you have a life?
You know where I'm at? I'm in Oregon, and it's only 5 o'clock here.
So you have no life but to be at work on a Sunday and bother people with stupidity, right?
Well, this is my job. This is what I do for a living. I'm getting paid for this.
Wow, that's a cool job to be stupid.
Someone's got to do it. What, you make fun of everyone that has a job that's not yours? What do you do for a living? I bet you're not going to tell me, are you?
I spy on people through satellites, too.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
I do, yep.
I bet.
I spy on people through satellites, too.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, so, anything else?
No, we're going to be sending you a bill. I hope you enjoy paying it.
Paying what bill?
The bill that we're going to send you for listening to illegal music from your house.
You're not going to send me.
Oh, yes, we are.
No.
Then you'll take this seriously.
No. Nope. You're not going to send me a bill.
Why are you telling me I have no life yet? Like, why haven't you hung up yet? You're just sitting here talking to me. Why don't you get a life, lady? I'm so bored talking to you.
You're bored? Well, then why are you on the phone? You called me.
I know. I expect people to hang up by this time. We've been on the phone for like 8 minutes now. This is bullshit.
You can time? You can count? Wow, 8 minutes.
Well, it's on my phone here.
8 minutes.
It's one of those fancy phones with a timer on it.
Wow, you can read numbers. That is so cool.
Okay.
You know what the number 8 looks like. So you graduated from what, the 7th, 6th? third date.
Actually, now it's up to 9 minutes because you won't shut up.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Well, you go ahead and think you're going to send that bill, huh?
All right. All right, look, I'm going to hang up the phone. Bye. There we go. I couldn't handle any more of her. She totally won that call. And what the hell? These are council member people. Like, I thought council member people were like that lady on Weeds. They're all uppity. You know, the blonde lady? The one that just bitches about everything all the time?
Hello?
Hi, Mrs.
Yes.
This is Mr. Dabalina from the Recording Industry of America.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. We've been monitoring the audio in your house. We've noticed you've been listening to music without authorization, without a license. And I'm just calling to let you know you can't do that. You can't listen to pirated music.
Right, okay.
And you need to stop that.
Okay.
What's so funny? Ma'am?
Hello?
Hello, Ronald?
Yes.
Hey, I don't know why she handed the phone to you. I was just telling her that I'm calling from the recording industry, the record industry. And you guys have been listening to pirated music in your home, like unlicensed music, and you can't do that.
We've been playing unlicensed music?
Yep.
What kind of music are we playing?
Why don't you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up? Like, tell her you're on the phone. Like,
this guy said shut the fuck up.
Yeah, if she wanted to talk on the phone, she shouldn't have handed it over to you.
Well, it's because I play Alexa.
Alexa?
If I call out Alexa to play some Christmas music, that's unlicensed.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're listening to MP3s or something. Maybe, like, do you have kids or something that are listening to pirated music?
Yeah.
You've been listening to a lot of Beyonce, right?
And who are you calling from?
I'm calling from the RIAA.
RIAA?
Yeah,
okay.
It's the record industry.
Well, yeah.
Tell her to shut up. Just tell her to shut up.
Yeah. Honey, shut up.
There
please.
You go.
Be quiet. I'm talking to this guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, he said it.
Okay, then he can get back on the phone with me. Then.
No, I'll handle it.
No, she had her chance.
The kids are playing music on their phone.
No, shut up. It's Mojo in the Morning problem.
It ain't Mojo in the Morning. It's friggin' 9 o'clock at night. And how'd you get this number?
Well, we have records on everyone in America.
Well, I have no idea how you got this number.
Well, I just told you.
My kids might be playing some music. But I can't say for sure.
Okay. Well, you know,
I'm not from around here. I'm from the East Coast, so I just moved out here.
Okay.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're the adult in the house, so control your kids. Tell them to stop playing pirated music.
Don't tell me how to control my kids.
Well,
I can control my kids.
Well, apparently you can't because they're listening to illegal music.
If they're listening to illegal music, I'll straighten it out. But don't tell me how to control my kids.
Okay. Well, you need to learn how to control them. I won't tell you how, but...
I'll do the best I can.
I'm just telling you.
You have a good day.
Okay, well...
Yeah, what?
Just stop being a music pirate, okay?
Oh, I'm a music pirate. I play Alexa. I tell Alexa to play Christmas music.
Okay, well, hey,
That's friggin' illegal.
Don't get an attitude with me, motherfucker. I'm going to send you a fine in the mail. Like, if it's getting up there where we're going to have to just send you a fine.
Send me a fine. And I'll just send it on to my lawyer.
Oh, your lawyer can't do shit because this is the law. I couldn't tell if that guy was serious or not. I don't know if he believed it. I kind of think he didn't. People aren't taking this as seriously as I'd hoped.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Fletcher.
Yes.
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina from Clear Channel. You know, the radio network. And we've been monitoring the audio in your house, and we've noticed you've been playing a lot of pirated music in there. And I'm just calling to let you know you need to cut that out.
We're playing what?
Like pirated music, like unlicensed music.
Hold on a minute. Huh? You've been playing music that's unlicensed? No, we have not.
Well, somebody in that house has. We've been monitoring the audio in your house, and we can tell what music gets played.
We're not playing any music. We're watching TV.
I don't know. Well, maybe you're watching pirated TV shows that has pirated music in them, because we can tell that it's not licensed music.
No.
Unlicensed?
Yeah, some unlicensed music, yeah. No.
Well, some...
I've been playing a video game, but I mean...
Is it a pirated video game that has...
A pirated video game?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just saying, we can detect when it's pirated music. Like, why don't you guys just listen to the radio, like, you know, normal Christians.
We're not listening to we don't listen to the radio.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Like, stop.
I don't know what you're talking about, because we don't have music playing in here.
Well,
probably a scam. Hang on.
Not right now. Hey, what kind of scam would it be? Tell him to shut up.
I think you're out of order.
I think you're out of order, jerk.
Hey, who is this?
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina from Clear Channel Communications.
You know, we don't even have no Clear Channel. We don't have none of that.
I know. I can tell.
Hey,
shut up.
Give
shut
me your
the
number, and I'll call you.
It's in the...
I'll call you back. Let me call the authorities, and then we'll have them call you back.
I dare you to call me back.
All right, we'll call you back.
But listen, hey, just stop listening to the pirated music. Nobody seems to care that I'm monitoring their homes. And I just realized that last guy I talked to, I could have told him I was monitoring him through the Alexa. Like, we hear everything through the Alexa.
Hello?
Hi, is Richard Barround?
Who's calling?
This is Mr. Dabalina from Clear Channel Communications. I'm calling about the music you've been listening to in your home.
No, we've not been listening. You're listening to music in the home on Clear Channel Communications?
Well, we know you've been listening to it. We've been monitoring your home, and we can hear the music in there, and it's not licensed music. You're listening to it illegally.
I'm not listening to any music.
Well, not right now. I'm just talking about this past week. We've been monitoring all of the audio in your house for a while now, and we can tell...
And what are we listening to?
Like, lots of things. You've been listening to Beyonce and I don't know, Imagine Dragons and shit. Like, just a bunch of stuff.
Excuse me, but I don't know who the hell you are or why you're calling. We don't listen to Beyonce or any of those other people you talk to. So don't call here again.
Somebody
please.
In your house does. And you better... Okay. I am going to have to give up on this idea. This isn't going well. Here's a guy that ran for mayor somewhere. Maybe he'll get upset. Because you know how those mayors are. They're just... They're a nightmare to work for. Like a bitch on wheels type people. They get what they want. They cut in front of lines at the stores and stuff.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Hoff.
Speaking.
Hey, it's Mr. Dabalina from Clear Channel Communications, you know, the radio station?
Yes.
And we've been monitoring the audio inside your home, and we've noticed you've been playing a lot of music that's not licensed. And that's illegal. You can't do that, okay?
I'm playing music that's not licensed?
Yeah, like maybe you're listening to MP3s, or did someone give you an unauthorized recording, like on a cassette tape or something?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying you need to listen to authorized music, like on the FM radio. That's safe to listen to the FM radio. I don't know what you're listening to in there, but it's not licensed. You can't do that.
I'm not listening to anything.
Well, somebody in that house is.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, is there more people?
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Mr. Dabalina. I'm from Clear Channel Communications.
Mr. Dabalina from
Correct.
Clear Channel Communications. Calling on Sunday night at 8:25?
Well, I'm in a call center. We make these calls 24 hours a day, and you're just one of the...
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. We just call people that are breaking...
It's not a joke.
We're trying to give you the opportunity to maybe throw out your pirated music and start listening to legal music.
To throw out my pirated music? I don't have any pirated music.
Well, somebody in there does. How many people live there?
Seven.
Seven?
Yep.
Jesus Christ, is a commune in there or something? Like, you bringing in hobos or something?
No. Who is this?
Well, for the third time, this is Mr. Dabalina. I'm with Clear Channel Communications.
Mr. Dabalina with Clear Channel Communications.
Yep.
It sounds to me like a joke. So what is it that you want, though?
Maybe you think piracy is a joke, but that's not what we think.
I don't think piracy is a joke at all. What is it that you want?
Listen,
what is the purpose of your call?
Look, you wouldn't go into the store and steal a candy bar, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Then why are you stealing music?
I'm not stealing any music. What is the purpose of your call?
The purpose is to just nicely ask you to cut it out, and that we won't have to send a fine.
You won't have to send a fine?
Yeah, because we're counting the number of minutes that you've been listening to pirated music every day. And it adds up. It adds up. You're going to get a big fine in the mail if you don't cut it out.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, tell everyone else in the house, too, to throw out their pirated CDs and get rid of all those songs off their iPhones.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
If you could do that, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Man, this is just like a really easygoing city or something. They just don't give a shit. Someone's got to have a problem with me listening into their house, though, right?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
These people make me want to get into politics. They seem like awesome people. I want to hang out with these people.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mrs.
Yes, just a moment, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey there, it's Mr. Dabalina from the recording industry of America. I just called to let you know we've been monitoring the audio in your house, and we noticed you've been listening to a lot of unlicensed music. And you can't do that. You know, you got to pay for your music.
All I'm doing is Alexa. I don't know about
That's how we monitor
unlicensed music.
Yeah, that's how we monitor.
Using my Alexa.
That's how we monitor through your house is through the Alexa, and we've noticed it doesn't necessarily mean you're listening to it on the Alexa. Just somewhere in your house, we can hear pirated music.
Well,
and you better cut it out.
Well, I don't know what to say to you because I'm not trying to pirate any music, and I'm just listening to whatever Alexa is playing.
Hey, tell her to be quiet. Tell that lady to be quiet.
You don't tell me what to do, sir.
No, I'm just saying.
That's my wife.
You're on the phone, though. Like, tell her to be quiet while you're on the phone.
No, I'm not telling her to be quiet while I'm on the phone. She can say whatever she wants.
At least you said it
What's
out loud.
Number?
So she what? Can. She
Give gets, me your name, please.
She gets the message.
Hello?
I said at least she got the message since you said it out loud. And
no,
I
what
noticed,
is your name?
I noticed she's being quiet now, so thank you for doing that.
No, what is your name?
I already told you, it's Mr. Dabalina. I'm with the recording industry. And we monitor the audio in your home, and we can tell that you're listening to pirated music.
What's the number I can reach you at?
Look on your caller ID. It's right there. It's the number that ends in 6969.
I can't see a caller ID on this phone.
Oh, just go to another phone in the house. Just look at it.
No, you just give me the number.
Well, I don't feel like it. Just look on your caller ID. Like, quit being lazy.
Yeah, no, you've quit being rude. Give me your telephone number.
Well, at least
I want to know who I'm talking to.
At least I'm not a music pirate.
And who I can call back.
At least I'm not a music pirate. I may be rude, but I'm not stealing music.
I'm not stealing music either, so give me your number, please.
Somebody in there is, and they need to cut it out. Hey,
I want your number, please.
Could you tell her to stop making all that racket in the background? Please? Oh, that made him hang up. All right. I think the thing is that I just kind of sound like a telemarketer. You know, I'm saying I'm from the whatever thing of America, and I don't think a lot of people know offhand what the RIAA is. The only reason I know what it is because of all of the craziness with pirated music a few years back, where they were going around and suing everybody, getting a bunch of money from them for listening to pirated music.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Mr. Dabalina. Mr. Bob Dabalina.
This is Sue.
Hey, Sue. This is Mr. Dabalina from Clear Channel Communications. I'm with the music enforcement. And
I'm familiar with the channel, and I'm familiar with that name. They use it for phone scams.
For phone scams? No, I'm calling from Clear Channel. We own all the radio stations.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean it's a phone scam?
That Mr. Dabalina name is the name they always use in the phone scams.
What are you talking about? Who would use a name like that as a phone scam? I always get made fun of for that name.
Yeah, that's a pretty funny name. Good job, though.
Who says I'm phone scamming people?
What can I do for you?
No, seriously, where'd you hear this? I command you to tell me, woman. And what kind of... holy shit, you guys. Okay, so... I made all of those calls Sunday night, and now I'm doing more of them on Monday morning. So, I don't know, has word gotten around about Mr. Dabalina? I think I need to stop using that name. Like, I'm not too familiar with the state that I'm calling, like, all these cities, I don't know how close they are together. But there's a lot of groups of cities, you know, for council members and library board members and mayors and stuff. So I guess they've been all communicating with each other. The gig is up, you guys. I guess it's time that Steve Dave starts talking to people. Shit, maybe I should change my number, too.
Morning, Greg. How can I help you?
Hey, Greg. This is Steve Dave from Clear Channel Communications. With the
hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm calling from the Music Enforcement Division. We've noticed you've been playing a lot of pirated, you know, unlicensed music in your home. Like, we monitor all the audio in your homes, you know, there in that town, and a lot of pirated music coming from your home.
Pirated music coming from my home. Are
yeah.
you serious?
Oh yeah.
Are you goofing around? What the hell? What are you talking
no,
about?
No, I'm an adult. I don't goof around. I'm like, in your house, we're able to monitor all of the audio in your house 24/7, and when you start playing pirated music, we notice, and we can send out bills to you for playing too much of it. So this is just a friendly call to let you know you can't do that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just told you exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I you can do whatever you like, but I don't have pirated music.
No, somebody in your house does. Maybe your kids or something.
I got an Amazon, whatever the thing is from the kids last Christmas.
Oh yeah, the Amazon Google Home.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's what's playing. What's wrong with what's the deal?
Well, no, you're playing it from someone in that house is playing other music that's pirated, because we can tell whether it's pirated or not.
And you want to give me an address? What are you talking about?
You live on Bright, right?
I do.
Okay.
So now you piqued my interest. I've got the kids gave me an Amazon thing for Christmas a year ago.
No, it's not that.
I don't play any other music other than that.
It's not that. No, it's someone else in your house is playing a bunch of, you know, like stolen MP3s or pirated movies or something.
Stolen MP3s, pirated.
Yeah.
I got Netflix. I got AT&T UVerse. That's all I got.
Well, you can't use your UVerse account to download pirated tracks.
I don't download anything. You're talking to a guy who can barely turn on the TV.
Yeah. Look, I've got to be honest with you. We were listening in on the listening devices. And we could hear you talking about, like, ooh, I'm going to pirate this. And, you know, before.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, I got to tell you.
Right.
You either got the wrong house.
Oh, no.
Or you're either a crank call or you got the wrong house. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
I told you what I'm talking about. Like, it's just pirated music.
Goodbye.
Yeah, you got to cut it out. Stop it. Yeah, I think it's just about time to let this one go, you guys. This is hopeless. This is going to go on that list of prank calls that people don't believe. I'm going to write it down right next to, you know, where people don't believe that I'm a tiny man inside of their body named Tuck Pendleton. You know, I should make a list of things that people will believe and things that people won't believe. Because isn't it weird that, like, they won't believe this, but they'll believe that I'm an astronaut calling them from space and I'm going to drop down a bucket and or a hose or whatever and they can refuel my space station. People actually seem to believe that. I mean, I know a bunch of them didn't, but like quite a few did. More people believe that than they did that I'm calling from the record industry and they're playing pirated music. I really thought people were going to believe this one. I need to make a list, you know, like on a sheet of paper, like two columns. And column A will have things that people do believe and column B will have things that people don't believe. And that'd be the weirdest list ever. Like, people believe that they're cutting the hair of a robot dog and they need to recalibrate the GPS and spin it around and put the dog on the phone with me. They'll believe that there's a robotic fish in a fish tank. Or that the lunk alarm needs to be reset and turned on for like 7 minutes. But for whatever reason, they don't believe that the record industry is calling them to complain about their pirated music in their home. I just don't get it. Maybe if I make this list, it could be like this really in-depth study on human psychology. You know, I could submit it to a bunch of scientific publications and shit. Turn all this craziness into legit research.
Hey, Brad, first-time caller. You can call me Happy. Been listening to your stuff for about a year now after
never
I
call you that.
Being a dummy since my friend introduced me to your pranks about like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I can't say what exactly is my favorite show since I love them all.
You're reading.
But I think if I had to choose one, my favorite would probably be the three-hour show you did with Carlito, Jack TV, Dwight, and I think Mistress Morgan. I'm still trying to learn all the names.
The good old days.
Anywho, I had just one question.
I don't remember which show that is. Which show is that, everyone?
My friend wanted me to ask you, whatever happened to Rappy? I've ever talked to him recently because he's kind of been off the face of the earth publicly.
I don't know.
Thanks, Brad.
He's just sick of everyone's shit, I think. That's what happens when you people don't support artists that you like. They're just like, fuck it, and they go be adults and get jobs and stop being gypsies and just wandering around the country and coming to stay at my house every once in a while. He seems like he's doing good, though. He's going to school for some stuff and, you know, trying to get a good job and everything. Maybe once he starts raking in the money, he'll start making music again, but I don't know. He doesn't seem too interested in that kind of stuff these days. I think his Twitter got taken down. I don't know if he's on Facebook anymore. He's on YouTube still. YouTube.com/RappyMcRapperson, I think it is. And there's a Patreon for him. I'm a supporter of that, even though it looks like he hasn't posted anything since 2016, May 12th. Let's see, how's his Patreon doing? He's got 4 supporters on Patreon. Everyone should go over to Patreon and support Rappy. Patreon.com/ghostrappy. Maybe if enough people support him, we can get him to stop being responsible and come back to the internet.
Hey, Brad, Dr. Astronaut. I was wondering, Have you ever tried to do
cocaine?
A prank where you call, like, a 7-Eleven or
Sheets
or something, and try to convince the people working there that they won a sweepstakes, or that they could take an item home with them, or like an extra $20 out of the register or something? Because that would be pretty funny.
Just the customers.
To call and
I did tell that lady at Radio Shack when I had her close down the Radio Shack, I tried to get her to take cell phones home with her, but she wouldn't do it. She's just, I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to go through. You know what I'm saying. All right. Deuces.
Yeah, deuces. I agree.
Hey, Brad. I got 2 quick things for you.
Okay.
One, I loved on Twitch.
They're so quick that this voicemail is 1 minute and 6 seconds long.
We had that sudden co-host. That was amazing. That was extremely entertaining.
A sudden co-host.
If that could happen again, I mean, whether or not just suddenly, randomly, or for a full show, that kind of thing.
I'm not sure what you're referring to. Did I have, like, a Roycipient co-host with me or
I
something?
I would love it. I think I've replayed that 3-4 times. It's just funny, your interactions.
I think you're making this up.
The other day, you were talking with a progressive lady trying to get a date with her. I mean, I apologize. It didn't go well.
Yeah.
You missed the biggest opportunity to make some puns or, like, dad jokes or something, and I'm so disappointed.
Sorry.
You could have said something like dating you would be electrifying, or you'd be the most shocking date you'd ever went on, or something like that. Just those at the top of my head. Missed the best opportunity. I am so disappointed. I was going, yes, 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 do it.
Now I got to do that again. I still have a big list of progressive numbers. So
I love you, Brad. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Yeah, maybe I'll try that again. I do want to do some more powder calls, because I kind of enjoyed those. And I think I saw someone in the Discord saying that I should do more powder calls. I want to do more powder calls. You know, not just insurance companies. I need to do other powder calls. Like, call up a 7-Eleven and warn them that I'm coming in. Make sure their lightning rods are all up to date. Because wouldn't that be like a part of the Disabilities Act of 2002? That every 7-Eleven should have lightning rods on the roof for people like Powder? It's kind of bullshit if they don't. If they're not going to do that, they may as well get rid of their wheelchair access.
Hey, Brad. Rumpled Foreskin, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Geez, what the fuck was that? That hurt.
I wanted to make a shout-out to the fish. Cactus.
All right, the fish. The robotic
you
fish.
Doing a good job.
Right.
Love you, Brad.
Thanks.
Cactus. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, Brad. This is Riley.
Hello.
You know the pranks you do with when you're in the space station?
Yeah.
Instead of saying you're lowering a bucket, you should tell them that you're going to send a drone down, because I think that would be a little more believable.
Oh, I don't know. That's kind of stupid. Like, how would a drone get through the atmosphere and everything? Come on, that's just dumb.
Hey, love your show. Bye.
It's not believable at all. What were you thinking with a suggestion like that? Nobody's going to believe that.
Hey, we don't have phones. We have headsets, you dummy. Anyway, okay. Brad Carter, BC. This is Blues from Mumbai, and BC also means Benchot, and I know you're one, and you have a special place in
I'm
hell. Just an idea, if
your
we have that hotel list,
she can come in front of me.
With you, and we used to do that back here in Mumbai, back in the day, where we used to call hotel guests, and let them know that, hey, listen, there's a prostitute here who's asking for compensation for the services that she offered, and she won't go until you settle the matter. So please do so. And it used to scare shit out of them, and people would even come down and pay, even if they haven't slept with a prostitute. And it was especially interesting when their wives get involved. So, a lot of fun.
Is it possible to really call hotels and get guests on the phone anymore? I'm sure it is with certain chains. But they really cracked down on that whole thing, being able to connect to rooms after prank callers kept making guests destroy hotel rooms.
Maybe you could try. Maybe you won't.
But, yep. Maybe I will.
Keep listening to your shows. Bye.
Even if I don't try, thanks.
Hey, Brad. Just wanted to ask, what's up with Raffy? You know, he kind of fell off the face of the earth. I'm just wondering if you guys are in touch.
Didn't I already answer this?
He's even fucking alive.
Weren't you listening like 2 minutes ago? What the hell?
And, and also tell me about the Spesses. Are you going to do calls again with the Spesses when they
Probably
come
not.
Back to the scene?
Yeah, maybe.
Love
I don't know.
You, Brad.
Kind of doubt they'll be back, though. They've got more important things to do these days.
Hey, Brad. It's that one person.
Okay.
I'm just going to let you know that
I'll just identify you by your full phone number. Mr. Area Code 215-661-4863.
And it's all your fault that my cactus died. And,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
Yep. Okay.
Dumped hobo.
I think I missed what I was being accused of because I was busy reading his phone number. But whatever.
Hey, Brad, it's Crazy Calvin. Trying out the Bluetooth on my new JBC car stereo I just got done installing.
It's awful. It really is.
If you hear this, let me know. Cactus, cactus.
Hopefully you know by now that it's really, really bad. I had the volume turned all the way up. I'm probably going to have to raise the volume in post-editing. I think you forgot to take the plastic off of it or something.
Hey, Brad. Mr. Tomato Head.
Hey.
Calling. I want to give you a heads up of something that I'm doing.
A tomato heads up?
So I am calling the people that are on the complaints board website, and most of them that leave their phone number, a lot of them, don't answer. So I'm just leaving a message and asking them to call Roy. Roy will help them with their problem. And I'm giving the phone number for your new prank line.
Oh, awesome.
So
you guys, that prank line, I have seriously tried to do some pranks off of it and they didn't work out. I swear I'm watching it though. So don't think I'm ignoring the new prank line. I would give out the number right now, but I can't remember it.
Yeah.
I need to write that down and
just so
put
you
it
know
up here somewhere.
That, you know, that they may be calling you there. So
okay.
Let's hear a show pretty soon from that, totally from that new prank line.
I will. I need to do like a live show and just do it live on the air. Do a prank line show where I just call people back.
Damn it. Like, you know, five fucking rings and then I have to listen to that whole goddamn message. Oh, hey, Brad. It's Brad. Yourself.
Hey, Brad.
I am calling you from my kitchen phone.
That's
weird. I'm pretty sure it sounds like a payphone connection. This is just a test.
It's all right.
Seeing if I need to throw this phone in the trash. Bye.
I think you can keep it. It sounds all right. Yeah, the other day before I went out and did my payphone pranks, I was testing out my earpiece thing by making a phone call on my kitchen wall phone. And that phone, it's like a phone I stole out of a hotel. It used to be next to a couple of payphones somewhere. I can't remember where, but I just kind of took it off of the wall and kind of left with it. And I think its microphone is deteriorating, just like the microphone in that payphone I was using. Or it sounded really bad before. Actually, that call right there didn't sound too bad, so maybe it's fine. But it has the same size of microphone as that payphone, so I think I'm just going to take the microphone out of my kitchen phone, throw the phone in the trash, and take it out to that payphone and fix the payphone with it. Back in the 90s, I used to open up those mouthpieces on payphones all the time, and I'd take the things out of them and just screw it back on and take them home and have a big collection of them for no reason at all. I mean, you know, what the hell do I need those for? It just seemed funny at the time. But I remember swapping out a few on my home telephones just because I thought it was cool to have a payphone microphone in my home
ARB. It's the actual Mr. Taco from Texas.
That last
I
one
heard
was
that
fake.
There was a new Mr. Taco from Texas. I don't like that.
Bullshit.
He better...
How do I know you're the real one and the other one wasn't the real one and you're just lying to me? Because I don't know for sure. It's not like I can just label you in here and know that
calm
you're real.
Down. You better figure out what's going on. Anyway, okay. I just wanted to let you know
that
Mr. Taco's still alive. And I'm here in Texas. And I'm coming for you.
Congratulations.
Other Mr. Taco.
Yep.
Put the reverb and the effects on real quick. One.
Okay.
Two. Three.
Mr.
Taco away!
All right, that's all you get. Turning it off. Cutting it short. We don't do that stuff around here anymore. If you were the real Mr. Taco, you would know that.
Roy, Brad, Chili, Carter.
Hey.
That was 5.5 rings. I'm very disappointed in you.
I know, it's bullshit.
So we're...
Probably the extra half ring was on your end, though. That's before it actually connected and started ringing on my end.
You're on
Don't
the
blame me for the half.
Razzazzle and the bandana is fantastic, but I'm kind of disappointed because I was just on there last week wearing those amazing cactus stickers. And Zazzle kind of sucks, you know, because shipping charges and whatever.
Yeah,
and
you gotta like order a ton of shit, and then the shipping's totally worth it.
Damn call those Zazzle people are, because they got a promo going now for 50 off, but you type in the code and it only gives you 15, like 1-5, you know, not 5-0. It's totally bullshit. But I'll probably order one anyway, because I'm a sucker and I'm willing to spend $20 on a stupid PLA bandana.
Yeah.
Makes me reminisce for those days when I was watching your PLA TV, like original 60 pixels by 20 pixels video of you at the drive-thru posting
those were awful.
on the
we thought that was so original, so cutting edge back then. That was before YouTube, doing our crazy drive-thru pranks.
Get them to sing happy birthday. Yeah,
fuck that Ratafi, the magician guy. We were doing it first. God damn it.
We pretty much just directly copied you. Did the exact same fucking thing, like, you know, a week after that came out.
Yeah, just like that magician
Not even
guy.
The darkened nighttime version you did later, and I think was on YouTube or something. I don't know. But yeah, you're originally like QuickTime videos or whatever the hell they were. You know, we did
real
that.
Media.
It worked.
Real audio, real video.
And that was like umpteen million years ago. I still got the original PLA Media CD.
You're calling me old.
Sticker on it. I still enjoy it. It still works. I can't believe it still works.
How does it still work?
So yeah, and I bought your dumb fucking cactus stickers, and I'm probably going to buy this dumb fucking bandana.
I promise I only get like 5% of whatever the sale price is. I don't get anything for the shipping. That's all Zazzle's money. I'm not making any money on Zazzle. I just want you guys to go there and buy stickers. Zazzle.com/phonelosers. And by the way, I got the bandana too, and it really is awesome. There, you know, I put the pictures on Facebook. It fits on my big head, and it's a good print. It's on a weird material. I don't think it's cotton. It, like, I don't know what the hell it is, but it's a cool thing. Like, it's kind of worth it, almost. Well, maybe not worth $15, but it's pretty cool.
I'm playing on the Patreon, so, you know, enjoy your free money, fucking hobo.
Thanks.
You probably make more money than I do at this point between you and your, you know, fancy second job that you do in secret.
Neener, neener.
On your desk there at home. I don't know what the fuck it is, but,
I quit my fancy second job. See, you're just out of the loop. You haven't been listening. I'm only doing prank calls for a living now.
Scamming the internet for making a living for, like, you know, 30 years now.
Yep.
So, yeah, later on.
Bunch of suckers.
Hey, Brad, my name is Steven. I was listening to your show actually today, and you had a request for what to do with the money, so they are giving you some marketing materials. What you could do is, since it's almost November, for Black Friday shopping, what you should do is have a Facebook ad promoting one of your old videos for your Black Friday, and actually boost in that ad so that way you can get people to like and share your comment to help you expose yourself to millions of people worldwide to help you grow.
You want me to expose myself?
Channel, and that way you can refunnel that Patreon money back to your page. So I hope that helps. Bye.
Yeah, maybe I could try that. Like, I've tried to do those Facebook ads before where you give them like $20 and they promote your video or whatever else you write. You know, I'll just put like a funny prank call on there. And it really didn't have a lot of impact, to be honest. I've done it like maybe 3 or 4 times in the past couple years. And it claims that a bunch of people watch it and I get a few new subscribers out of it. But it's not too significant, really. But yeah, maybe I'll try the Black Friday thing. Okay, so I'm done with voicemails. I'm done with the show. I am out of here, you guys. Thank you, Q-Tips, for sponsoring this episode of The Snowplow Show. It's Q-Tips' fault that nobody was believing me today. I bet you if someone else would have sponsored the show today, it would have been completely believable. But nope, we were stuck with Q-Tips today, so whatever. Thanks, Q-Tips, I guess. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to go look for Phone Losers on Facebook and Phone Losers on YouTube and Twitter and add us everywhere. I want to expose myself to as many people as possible, just like that weird pervert in the voicemail said. And I'm going to do my best to do 3 shows this week because I only did 1 last week. And my self-imposed goal is to try and do 2 shows per week, 2 of the longer shows and then 1 hobo-sode. Really, I should be able to do more than that, but these things take forever to put together sometimes. I blame Q-Tips. I'm going to end today's show with some pirated music that is not approved by the RIAA, and it's also music that I illegally downloaded from thepiratebay.org a couple years ago. I've never given Del the funky Homo sapien a single penny for his music that I've been enjoying for years. Here's a song he wrote, it's called Mr. Dabalina. It's from one of his early 90s albums, I think.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob.
Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Oh shit, my phone's ringing. The caller ID says it's the record industry. Clear Channel Communications. Shit, shit, shit. What do I do?
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid. Because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted. You used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies. But DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP has thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob 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 Doubleina.
I think you're smoking a lot of weed because I don't think you were on my roof.